This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week, a sensitive subject on Cross Hope. We deal with the three chapters in Proverbs that deal with the subject of adultery. I don't know if you knew this or not, that 5, 6, and 7, those three chapters of Proverbs, basically are just about that subject, even though they include other things. We're going to study them this week as a part of our series on street credibility. God bless you as you listen to this message, Proverbs 5, 6, and 7. One word out of that I want you to remember today, the word covenant. The marriage is not a contract, it's a covenant. There's a whole different atmosphere around the word covenant. Contract has to do with what are you going to do, what am I going to do? What are you going to give me, what am I going to give you? A covenant is an agreement before God and a commitment before God, and God is the witness of the covenant. And if you're married, you are in a covenant relationship, not a contractual agreement. You are in a covenant relationship. There's a phenomena in our country today from a crime standpoint that I don't ever remember hearing about growing up, but it's in recent years. It's called home invasion. Statistically, there are 8,000 home invasions per day in North America. 8,000 homes are violently invaded each day in North America. One out of every five homes will experience a break-in or a home invasion. Not just a home invasion, but a break-in or home invasion. That's over 2 million homes. You say, why are you talking about home invasions? Is this a thing about safety in your home? No, it's about something far greater than that. There's something far more insidious to the term home invasion to what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the home invasion of what I call sexual impurity. How that invades a home and does destructive things that can be worse than any fire, can be worse than any home invasion, because of the ripple effect, not only on the immediate moment, but on future generations. We're going to look at three chapters today. I'm not going to read them to you. I'm only going to read a short passage, but I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and I really mean this. This is not just something, yeah, he asked us to do it, but we're not going to do it. I want you to go home today and read Proverbs 5, 6, and 7, three chapters. They're all dealing with the same subject called adultery. And if the Bible has three chapters in a row about one subject, and that's the only place in the Bible that does that, I think that it's something we can't ignore. Can you imagine if I said, I'm going to preach through the book of Proverbs, but I'm going to ignore three chapters in a row because it might make people feel uncomfortable. People might feel a little uneasy if I preach those chapters. What you would say about it, if you had heard this terminology before, it would be a case of me not preaching the whole counsel of God, saying I'm going to neglect or ignore three chapters. What I want to do this morning is give you an overview of the three chapters by Dr. Warren Wiersbe, who gives you a three-point outline of three chapters. You take this home with you, and then you read the three chapters. But here's what Dr. Wiersbe says. Chapter 5 deals with this. Sexual sin is eventually disappointing. Chapter 5. Chapter 6, sexual sin is gradually destructive. Write that down. Sexual sin is gradually destructive, chapter 6, and sexual sin is ultimately deadly. That's going to be the backdrop of this whole message. This is going to be the framework, and that's going to stay up on the screen, those 3 points. And I mean it when I say, will you go home today and sometime this afternoon, sometime tonight, not tomorrow, not Wednesday, not Friday, but today, Lord willing, that you will read 5, 6, and 7 of Proverbs. Well, I know this is a sensitive subject, but it's one that's important, especially today in 2014. I'd like for you to listen to it tomorrow as it continues. Our website is crosshope.org. It's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.